Such a good song to choose. We are all at a point of surrendering a little bit, eh? Me too, and our family too, a new future. Kaylee too, Columbia Bible College next fall to play basketball and to study leadership. Josh graduating from the King's University this summer. Me, as you know, for the next 3 months, just wondering what's next. And thank our Lord that Jackie's employed. This is how well you know me. And this is what makes Crossroads Crossroads, right? Of the things that could have been brought me this morning, I got this jar of chocolate-covered jujubes, which I thought appropriately said on its container, Everyday Essentials. And a Diet Coke, so thank you. And if that wasn't enough, I was told already, listen, I know that you might be concerned there isn't any Diet Coke for our lunch. There's a couple stored for you in the kitchen already, Rob. That's Crossroads. Since we have our eighth consecutive team going to San Quintin, Mexico next week, let me start with a story from there. It was a year ago at this time, me and the 2018 Mexico Missions team had just landed in San Diego. We were making our way to a baggage claim, and once we were there, we waited for our bags to arrive, to have their fun, as it were, to slide down the chute and onto the carousel. What fun. Luggage doesn't have a lot to live for, after all. We began to see our bags descending and then going for their little ride. I spotted mine, but it had burst at the seams. Only these two straps right here holding it together while the zippers had completely broken away. But at least I had mine. Others didn't. It had already been a long day as we traveled as a team, and now we had to deal with having some of our luggage not there. Give thanks, the Bible says, in all circumstances. Paul was kidding, right? In all circumstances. For family and friends and good times, sure. For a good job and nice teeth, yes. That school is almost done. Absolutely. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But for disappointments or loss, or suffering or pain, give thanks. There was a man who knew that the next footsteps down the corridor might be those of the guards who would take him away to his execution. He was on a bed that was very hard because it was on a cold stone floor in the dark, and it was a cramped prison cell. An hour never passed, actually, when he was free from the pain of the iron manacles that cut into his wrists and into his legs. He was separated from friends, he was falsely accused, and he was brutally treated. If there ever was a person who had a right to complain about his circumstances, it was this man, languishing, almost forgotten, in a Roman prison. But instead of complaining, he gave thanks. That man, of course, was the Apostle Paul. He wrote these words during his imprisonment. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he said this again later when he said, be thankful in all circumstances. But how? And that is the question of the morning. How might we live our lives like Paul, giving thanks to God for everything, even in difficult circumstances? And there's 3 points to make because that's how we roll as pastors. The first is this. By keeping our faith in Jesus. This is the first. Henry Ward Beecher said, every tomorrow has two handles. We can take hold of it with the handle of anxiety or the handle of faith. Our choice. When times are tough, we can focus on our problems or we can focus on a person. Jesus Christ has said to us, very reassuringly for people of faith, in this world you will have trouble. This is not news to us, but it is truth, and he would not deny it. But then he says, take heart, be encouraged. I have overcome the world. And surely, he goes on to say otherwise, I'm with you always to the very end of the age. In other words, there is no disappointment or loss or pain or suffering that is bigger than him. Because he's overcome these things. And because we are in Christ and his spirit is in us, we who have made him Lord and Savior of our lives, we're overcomers with him. How then is Jesus with us to help us get through difficult circumstances and even to be thankful for them? Well, every part of my being was bursting with complaint when I saw my bag undone. And I was thinking, oh, I got to write the airline. I got to get a new bag. I'm so ticked off. And I was more angry, actually, that others didn't have their bags at San Diego Airport last summer. But I knew that expressing all of that at that time would not have been helpful for the team. Instead, I paused, deep breath, prayed, fill me with your spirit, Lord. Just fill me with your spirit. And then I invited the team to pray with me, asking Jesus to help us trust him, asking him, of course, for the practicals. We need the bags before we leave tomorrow. And choosing to believe that right there, even though, and this is the essence of faith, that the answer wasn't in front of us, that he is the answer, that he'd take care of us, with or without our bags. We were able to give thanks, actually, even then, that he hears us, that he sees us, and we chose to trust that he was working out his plan for us. How might we live our lives like Paul, giving thanks to God for everything, even in difficult circumstances? Second point is this, just by being honest about those circumstances, right? There's no truth and then no value in denying our disappointments or our losses or our suffering or our pain. And yet, none of us wants to be chained to these things, right? Like they're running our lives instead of us running them. It's healthy to acknowledge disappointments. It's important to grieve loss. It's wise to be mindful of our pain. And yet, it's also super critical to move forward as overcomers, that we should feel these things, acknowledge them, but not let ourselves be stuck in these things to become defined by them, right? Believe me, I was disappointed that our airline lost some of our bags and that mine was in the state that it was. And it was painful tracking them down. We had very little success in doing so with airport security. So we hunted down some folks from our airline to see if they could help us. They were able to confirm the obvious, that our bags were indeed not there. But, point of fact, they were somewhere else. Thank you. We were gracious. They were gracious. You can't shoot the messenger, right? And so it was decided that 2 members of the team, myself and Ange Beagle, would stay behind to wait for the bags to arrive on the next flight. We were hoping that they would. We assumed that was God's answer for us. While the rest of the team went to the beach, that was a little bit disappointing too, actually. Not gonna lie. But it wasn't disappointing to spend some extra time with Ange, to enjoy her company, to get to know her better, to get a ton of steps in walking back and forth from one side of the terminal to the other. Oh, actually, that they're located there. To only find out, actually, no, they're actually located there. Okay. Does anyone know this airport? And then to sit down for a well-earned snack, to be the first to know that our prayers were answered when the bags came in on that next flight. Thanks be to God. How might we live our lives, like Paul, giving thanks to God for everything, even in difficult circumstances? By actually giving thanks. We have so much to be thankful for. If tomorrow has two handles, then I'd say that today does as well, to take hold of our moments in our days with a spirit of thankfulness or a spirit of ingratitude. Again, it's our choice, right? As Billy Graham wrote not so long ago, nothing turns us into bitter, selfish, dissatisfied people more quickly than an ungrateful heart, and nothing will do more to restore contentment and the joy of our salvation than a true spirit of thankfulness. And that is where we might start, thankful for our salvation. God has given us the greatest gift of all, His Son, who died on the cross and rose again so that we can know God personally and spend eternity with Him in heaven. And to all who believe this, He gave them the right to become children of God. We are not a product of evolutionary biology. We are not even the sum of our choices. Both of those statements are rubbish. We are dearly loved ones who have been healed, been made new by the love and the power of Jesus Christ. This is our primary identity, nothing else. Let's start there with our thanks, then add these. Let's be thankful to God and His continued presence and power in our lives, that He would never leave, He says, or forsake His children, which Jesus reinforced when He said, "I'll never leave you," as I read earlier, and that God would strengthen us with power through His Spirit in our inner being, so that when I was able to pray that, there was this infusing, there was this filling of an inner strength that I was lacking on my own because I was so distracted by my straps and that luggage wasn't there. Paul said about the church in Corinth, "I always thank God for you." Do you think that was because they were perfect? No. But Paul chose to be thankful for them, and he said so, and we are reading so. I skipped a fairly significant portion there, didn't I? Did you see it? Because I saw it. Give me a sec. Good. Great points. So the first one would be thankful to God for His power. Then thankful for the people in our lives. It's actually pretty easy to take people in our lives for granted or even to complain about them or become angry because they're not meeting our needs. But why not give thanks for those around us, our spouses, our children, our relatives, our friends, others? And then finally, let's be thankful for the material blessings in our lives, food, clothing, shelter. There are many people in the world who lack these basic things, right? I'm not saying that we should be thankful we're not them, by the way. I'm saying that we should be thankful for what we do have, not complaining about what we don't have. And to acknowledge that every good thing we have is what? Every good thing we have is what? A gift from God. In the end, and that part's in between, me and Ange and the rest of the 2018 Mexico Missions team gave thanks to our Lord who was present and at work. We all thought it was a kind of miracle that we actually got our luggage in time before we left the next day. We gave thanks to our airline personnel who tracked down and retrieved our lost bags. And we gave thanks for each other for not freaking out when we discovered our luggage was lost, for praying and trusting together as we did, and for being patient all the way through. I've been compiling a list on my phone now for some time called 1,000 Thank Yous. That's around 500. Here's what I'm discovering. I am more content when I'm thankful. Others are more at ease when I'm thankful for them. And I'm finding more things to be thankful for when I give thanks more. It's a kind of closed circuit of thanksgiving. Let me make one last personal application. Thank you, Lord, for making me and remaking me, a work you will faithfully do until I die or until you come back, whichever comes first. Thank you, Lord, for the model of your Son, whose perfect life gives me something to shoot for, whose perfect death and resurrection heals me and gives me life with you forever. Thank you, Crossroads, for allowing me to be your pastor, for journeying together with me these past and my family these past 15 years, for your love and support. I can honestly say with Paul, I always thank God for you. Or as I've said for years, this. Thank you. Thank you, Crossroads, for taking care of me so that Jackie and I could take care of our family. There's never been a day without food, clothing, or shelter, though there's been weeks without chocolate-covered jujubes. I am going to hand out a card that is our way as a family of saying thank you. And if you would keep it perhaps somewhere where it's central in your home. I'm going to get some more, okay, Shay? So that you can be praying for us, because there's much that's unknown in our family yet, and we would be grateful for your prayers. There was much debate on the photo in this particular card. It was approved, and then it wasn't approved, and the camera puts pounds on, so you have to be mindful of these things. Hey, there it is. Resigning from my work and play here, has been one of the hardest things that I've had to do in my life. I almost made it, eh? Sick. I would doubt myself if it weren't for our collective sense. Me, Jackie, Josh, and Kaylee. That the Spirit of God has drawn our time to a close here. And for you to begin a new season. Thank you, leadership team, for affirming this in us and letting me end well. It's healthy to acknowledge our disappointments. It's important to grieve our losses. It's wise to be mindful of our pain. And yet to give thanks to God for what he's done in us and through us, to give thanks to each other for the friendships we have built and enjoyed, and for all that we have done to help each other when we've needed help, and more. I am crushed to leave, and yet I look forward to seeing what our Father will do with both of us. I think this is how we best move forward into our next adventure. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
At a time like this, as we planned this service, we realized that we could probably say, okay, now who wants to respond? And we'd have 100 or 150. And that's good. It may be awkward at times. and we just realized that just doesn't work. So we've asked about four or five, six people to come from sort of a variety of demographics, a variety of relationships with Rob and Jackie and the family, to just come and share a little bit of sort of their memories, their thoughts, their thanksgiving, their words of encouragement. And so I'm going to ask Rosie. I'm looking for Rosie. There she is. Rosie, you can come and start us off. And then the others, I think you know the order, so just come on up when your time is ready.
I don't think it's a secret that Rob is an incredible preacher, speaker, challenging, very funny, and has blessed us with that over the last 15 years. But I want to focus on something else that he has touched a lot of lives with and share a few of my own experiences with that. The first one was on my birthday a number of years ago. He showed up at my work. I work at a local credit union with a cupcake and a candle in hand. And he came up to my wicket and he put the candle in and he lit it. And he sang me happy birthday right in front of everybody. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was crazy. It was awesome. It was Rob. Shortly after our grandson Cone was born, he showed up in the hospital room there to pray with Taylor and Chelsea and to see our grandson. And more recently, he showed up at the hospital when my father-in-law was in the hospital waiting for a big test that he was nervous about. He doesn't just pop in. He was there for quite a while, laughing, talking, joking, and then praying with them. That means a lot to me, and I know he's touched many of your lives. When Jared moved to Calgary a few years ago, he took the time to take him for lunch and just to connect with him and find out where he was at. And I'm sure Jared appreciated that, and I know Ron and I both did very much as well. He's come over for lots of Canucks games, some good ones, a lot of not so good ones. But we've enjoyed talking about the Canucks and sharing that. There's been many other visits and many other times when he showed up in our lives. And I know he's done that for many of you as well. He takes his job, his position here as a pastor. He took it very, very seriously and genuinely loved each and every one of us. And one of the things I think I'm going to miss the most is your questions, Rob. Just the way that you ask these questions that just would cut to the heart of whatever issue we were talking about and actually made me stop talking and think for a minute or two. And I just loved our conversations and will miss them dearly. I know that our loss will be someone else's gain. And I know this is part of church life. And like you said, you're leaving well. But we're going to miss you like crazy. Thank you so much.
See how many sweet emotions we get here. all right. I'm Dale Kropp. Been at Crossroads a long time. So let's start. Brother Rob Eyre. Earlier this week, I signed yearbooks, and I thought, wow, these are insightful things I'm writing. Maybe I'll use it again, recycle them. So, I like to keep it light and brief. So, Rob, it's been a slice, Mr. Crop. Maybe for my favorite kids, it's, you are a cool guy, Mr. Crop. And if there's a lot of emotion, and I say, guys, this is not goodbye, it's see you later. And then, so, those are my 3 points. So it's been a slice. We, at Crossroads, we've shared food, slices of pizza or cakes and stuff. So that's the thing. Rob knows how to pick good food. But if we're more abstract, it's a pie chart of our time spent together. And a large slice is taken by Rob of my pie chart. It's been there. You've been in my life. 15 years. That's almost half. And second point, you are a cool guy. So I give you that. Great honor. I call you a cool guy. You did this cool stunt here. And I think you don't want to fit in with all the normal people. And I respect that. And so I encourage people who are a little eccentric to stay who they are and stay cool. Yeah. Yeah. So you do you. It's good. It's not goodbye, it's see you later. Yeah. So I'm not too sad. I think if we're friends, we'll see each other around. And you'll get to relax, I hope. And yeah, if we're in joy or mourning, we'll let you know. And you want to know. So we will see you later. And, oh, afterlife, Christians, we just see each other for eternity. So I'm... No tears in heaven. All right. So, second Tim, chapter 1, verse 4 and on. Little context. Paul is writing to Timothy. He's this, like, shy pastor, and Paul's the grizzled veteran rotting in jail. And... trying to tell Timothy, this is a good profession. This is awesome. Look at me. I'm writing you this in jail. Yeah. So, we'll, with that in mind, I'll just read a bit. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I'm persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. I'll just keep going. This is good stuff. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death, has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. Amen. Okay, 3 points. Rob, I like that stuff. This verse is pure gold. And the first thing I liked about that was God did not give us that spirit of timidity. And I think you are aiming to give Crossroads, getting away from fear and being shy and timid, and be out there in our neighborhood and have self-discipline when we set up chairs and do our ministries really excellently. So you have high standards. And secondly, kind of like Paul, you do admit that it is tough, and we may like slog through like prison, but we're pretty comfortable here. But you do admit, and when you preach, that, oh, I struggled, it was tough today or this week. So I like that. You're not selling a fluffy gospel. And lastly, to tie it up, the suffering is outweighed by the bond we share with Jesus. So it's just doesn't hurt as bad when we're locked up in jail for him. And so I was encouraged by that. And to close, spin a slice. You're a cool guy. See you later. It's not goodbye. All right.
All right. All right.
Hi, my name is Jaina Weeb. I'd just like to share a couple stories about Rob here, but before I start, I just wanted to say Rob has been such a well-rounded leader for our church. Like, he's so funny and enthusiastic, but at the same time, he knows when it's appropriate to be thoughtful and just kind of make that switch into a very, like, thinking on the same level as other people. And through all the meal auction stuff we've hosted at our house and the different parties we've had with our church, Rob's always been like the life of the party, and it's not complete without him and the rest of his family there. And he was the loudest and the craziest person at our house probably. But at the same time, he could just reach the quietest places of people and just speak right into that. So the story I wanted to share was, a little while ago, both my grandpa and two of my pets passed away in the same 2 weeks. And it was a really hard time for me. There was some other stuff going on. And during that time, Rob showed up at my house with a plant. And he gave me the plant, and he said that I should focus on the life and just bring life to the plant, keep it alive and focus on that life instead of focusing on the death and the hard stuff that was going on at that time. So that really helped me, and just how he came to converse with me was just so special to me. And yeah, so also from a youth perspective, from being a youth in this church for the past 5 years in the youth program, Rob has just been so open to all of our crazy ideas and the diverse things that we've wanted to try, from like youth bands and other ideas, stuff that we've had and tried out. He's always been so supportive of that for us. And yeah, he rarely said no to us. He just wanted to make sure that we all had the best time while we were here, and just felt super supportive. So thank you so much for that, and thank you for leaving room for new ideas to grow within our church.
You are a lot nicer to everybody else than you are to me. Like, I got none of that. No birthday cake.
I bought you lunch.
None on my birthday. I bought you lunch on my birthday.
It's a good deal.
Yeah. So there's four of us guys that get together and meet up, and we've been journeying through for the last year and a bit, and just doing life together. And, you know, I think because of that, I've never actually seen you as my pastor. Sorry, dude. But I've always seen you as my friend. And I would say one of the best friends I've got. And you're real. When the proverbial stuff hits the fan, you're there and you help ground me. When everything is going awesome and I'm like way up there, you ground me. When you pray for my family and you pray for me and my wife, I know it's real and honest. And that can't be replicated. God has made you an absolutely spectacular and special person. And he's given you a gift of a wonderful family that the way you two, yeah, balance each other, it's amazing. That is proof that God exists, that he put you two together. So the rest of the world would be okay. And so, buddy, you know it's true. That's why you're laughing. And yeah, there's so much more I can say. Sean couldn't be here. He's at a wedding, but he was ready to ditch it. We said maybe that wouldn't end well since it's family. But, well, this guy.
Yeah, it's good. So Rob and Jackie and Josh and Kales. I was a part of the original team that called Rob and Jackie to the church, along with Steve and a few others, and that's been 15 years ago. And one of the things that we don't often see as a congregation is the hard work and discipline that goes behind the scenes to be a great leader. And I don't know how many of you have seen Rob walk down the road with his headphones in. How many? Just show of hands. Look at this. Rob, turn around. Check this out. Yeah. I know he's not listening to music. He's listening to some podcast to make himself better and to sharpen himself as a leader. And I always go by when I see him. It's usually by Evans at around 8 o'clock in the morning. I pray for you and ask that God would just show what he wants to teach you in that walk. So Isaiah 49:2 talks about how in the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow. And it's in those hidden areas where you're vulnerable, Rob, and where you've been transparent with trusted people, like, I don't know about Corey, but Sean for sure, that God has sharpened us. And Rob, we're thankful for you. As my pastor over these last 15 years, and as we've met as a group of guys, you've shown us by example asking really hard questions. It usually begins with question, and then there's some sort of question that follows with Rob behind that. Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." And we're grateful to be included in that circle of trust and honor with you, Rob. It's rare these days. And so as you move on from Crossroads, we wanted to present you with a small gift, specially packaged by Amazon, gift wrapped for you. Yeah, why don't you open it right now? And it does two things. It says that we still want to meet and continue, and it's a reminder that his polishing work will continue in your life. And we are excited to see what God has for you in the next season of ministry. So thanks from the Arrow Boys. There you are. That's great.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
Okay, you see if I can do better than last time I was up here. I wrote it all down because I don't trust myself. Actually, I walked to the back to see if Corey was there. Okay, I'll talk to you guys. So thanks for the invitation to come back and share in your celebration. So I'm a big Air family fan, and I wouldn't miss this for anything. So I'll start with you, Kaylee. I hold many good memories of you. The first would be you curled up in a sleeping bag on the floor of your dad's office. Because if you weren't feeling very well, you're going to work with dad, right? And so I've always appreciated your affectionate smile and being willing and wanting to bring friends to youth nights and the Mexico trip. I thought that was really decent. And I'll always share memories like climbing Mount Cham at sunrise. To you passionately leading worship in a hilltop in Mexico. Okay. I greatly admire your perseverance and your dedication and pursuing athletic passions. And it brings a smile to face knowing that those hard-fought battles and endless practices paved the way for you to enjoy your passion. To pursue God and at the same time provide a way for you to build an educational foundation for yourself moving forward. Josh, been too long. I'll always have many memories from our time together. Memories from you and your buddies doing a cover song with the kazoo. Which worship song was that? 10,000 Reasons on the Kazoo. And once you've heard it, you can't unhear it. Or maybe it was an early trip with you up at the lake, showing your prowess on a mountain bike, doing jumps off the end of the dock that almost didn't end up very well. But that pretty much sums up who you are. You're always one as good to go all in for it, and I really admire that. At the same time, you've always been an old soul in a young body. Even in early in high school years, remember how you would always check in with me, leaning in to hear how things were with me, expressing your desire to pray for me and support me and my family. So I watched in admiration as you confidently left the valley to pursue an education and discover your own path. I appreciate your tenacity and the ways that you pursued your faith, sought out knowledge and wisdom, and yearned to know the truth. Keep doing so. God will meet you as you do it. In the midst of your passion to move forward and better yourself, you also have a devout love and appreciation for your sister and your parents. And that's a rich gift you give your parents and your family. Halfway there. So, Jackie, you amaze me, honestly. I'm astounded by the many roles that you play. You care for your family, enabling your children's passions and pursuits. You support your husband and his calling. And you pursue a career and you seek to counsel all that might need it in our community. So you guys are a power team, you two, like Corey said. I think the biggest surprise is that you do it all this in stride with a genuine heart and a confidence and a God-given wisdom. So probably one of our best memories would be the Mexico trip. I think we had a lot of fun and got a lot of stuff done on that trip. Thank you for being a constant encourager, support, friend, and inspiration to me and my family. And you, Rob? I sat at Starbucks at 6 o'clock this morning to write these down so that I could get them out because I didn't trust myself. I wrote down a few thoughts because I didn't want to miss this opportunity. Your belief in me and your willingness to mentor me has positively changed my life. And that of my family forever. So these are a couple of things of who you are. Someone has saw it and gave a hug to my daughter. Okay. Someone who saw it and gave a hug to my daughter every Sunday for years until she reciprocated and eventually expected it to affirm her value. You're someone who comes in early to set up and connect with this setup team every week, never above anyone else. Always bringing perfection to our portable church and volunteer workforce. A true leader walks with his people, not out in front. You're someone that advocates, supports, and absolutely adores his family. You are genuinely pained when you are apart, and your love for your family runs very deep. It's rare and a beautiful, pure quality that you have. You are a comedian, a pastor, and pretty much the best friend of everyone that you meet in the supermarket. You always value the individual, and sometimes I think your greatest evangelism lies in your ability to engage with anyone in a community and make them feel genuinely loved, valued, heard, and appreciated. And you do all this with humor and a lighthearted manner. That's a gift. You're one that is more passionate than anyone else that I've known or met about food. I love the way your eyes light up every time you launch into a description or a monologue of how much you love Mod Pizza, Rocky Mountain Chocolates, chocolate-covered jujubes. It was literally written in here. This might be a different kind of evangelism that you share with everyone as you try to create an opportunity to convert everyone to see things the way you do. You are someone that has an insatiable appetite to learn through reading. Rob will always be reading the next great book, implementing our truths and sharing his wealth of knowledge freely with those that ask. Rob, you are someone that has a love for everyone in his church. That includes those that had attended in the past. Those that have walked through these doors can rest assured that the shepherd knows his flock and is aware of everyone that walks away. Rob, you are the guy that has taught me that life's too short to let the difficult conversations be avoided. In fact, I think that's one of the biggest gifts you've passed on to me. Yeah, when I first started here, Rob, we didn't see eye to eye. We didn't always do that because I'm like Jackie, and I'm sensitive, and I'm emotional, as you can tell. And Rob is logical and to the point, and boom, 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 boom. So if you're sensitive, sometimes you receive that as a criticism. And so probably in the first 6 months, we had to do a little bit of a dance and figure out how that works. And I remember doing that dance. But also remember, Rob, going back and looking at my personality profile, assessing who I was, looking at it again, coming back to me, and said, I think I did this wrong. If I read this correctly, I hurt you here, here, and here, and I'm sorry for that. What if I did this? And you laid out exactly how I need to be talked to. I think that demonstrates your love for everybody here, as you do that straight across the board. So thank you for not changing me, but not shying away from showing me who I could be. Thank you for countless hours of deep conversation and contemplation of our faith. Thank you for co-leading one of the best trips down to Mexico last year. And thank you for loving my family unconditionally through all our challenges, being a rock in my fluid life. So your leadership has been a friendship. Your leadership and friendship has been a blessing to me. And I'll leave you this quote, and you're going to be surprised, it's from Bob Gove. But the kind of love that God created and demonstrated is a costly one, because it involves sacrifice and presence. It's a love that operates more like sign language than being spoken outright. On behalf of my wife and my family, thank you for sacrificing, thank you for being present, and thank you for modeling his love every day. May God bless you lifelong as a result of your faithful and dedicated service to this community in his name.
I want to ask the leadership team to come forward at this time. And Rob and Jackie and Josh and Kaylee, can you come up as well? Let's move this out of the way. Christine and Caitlin, are you here somewhere? Can you come forward as well? Would you like to, one of you want to talk?
I don't think I can make it through it, so.
Okay. Good.
Right now?
Yes.
Okay, this is really impromptu. I don't have anything written, but Caitlin and I were honored to, on behalf of the church, to thoughtfully purchase some gifts for you guys. The ideas started with Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, of course, chocolate-covered Jube Jubes.
Food.
So on behalf of the church, there's a little bit of all of that. There's also some gift cards to Swiss Chalet and the movies. Just things that I know you guys love to do as a family. But there's also something hopefully thoughtfully intended for each of you in that basket. So we just wanted to send you off with something that just to honor each one and how special you have been to us and changed our lives. You've led us to God all by your example of how you love each other and how you love us. And we just, yeah, thank you from the bottoms of our souls. And yeah, thanks.
We will give you these things and then we'll let you do with them as you please. There we go. Thank you. They are for the family. There we go. The other thing that we wanted just to let you know as a congregation from leadership this morning is that a gift that we have decided on as a team for Rob and for Jackie and for the family is we are going to continue to pay their salary and benefits and those things for the next 3 months till the end of September. To give Rob an opportunity after finishing now to take a bit of a break, to reflect, or to sort of discern, and not to have to worry about some of those financial things. And so that is a decision that we made on your behalf, and trust that you feel good about that.
First of all, the kids, you guys have been amazing this morning. Thank you so much. And this is an incredibly difficult morning, and yet just now talking and turning towards you, I just feel so peaceful, because every time we've been able to come face to face, it's been a blessing to us as a family. And as I look out, I could thank every one of you. Every one of you, a story comes to mind of how you have blessed our family, how you have welcomed them in, how you haven't just seen our children, but you've really known them. Yep. And you've made them feel very grounded and rooted in love. And you have replicated for them what God has called them into in a relationship with Him, to be rooted in that love. I just want to thank you so much for that. I just want to just tell you that we carry each one of you with us, and all the memories that we have, all that you have invited us into. Thank you for letting us hold your babies as they've come into this world. Thank you for inviting us to your weddings as you've moved into new stages in your own life. Thank you for letting us grieve with you when there's been loss. And just thank you so much for letting us live life together with you, and for just being so precious to us. We love you, leadership team, and all the leadership teams that have gone before. I just can't thank you enough for the way that you have cared for my husband, for the nights that he's come home after those meetings, and they were long, and usually in the past that meant that they'd been long and hard, But they had always, for 15 years, been long and really good. Amen. And that God had just really spoken around them and through them and to them. And he always came home just feeling like God had met them there. And that was just such a gift to me as his wife. So thank you so much for the love that you've given to us. Mm-hmm.
I think it was Corey who said, or it was Greg who said, amazing, one of you guys said that. It's a privilege to be married to Jackie and to be blessed with the kids we have had, and part of that blessing has been you guys. It can be very difficult on pastor's kids to grow up in the church, and you have made it very easy, and that's on you, so thank you so much for doing that. To answer the question that some have been asking me, we're not sure where our path takes us. We will be local for a year or so. And the related question is, well, can we talk to you? And we want you to know that we love you. And of course, like the answer is, of course, right? And in fact, that's what love does. We just, as Dale put it, it's not goodbye, right? It's not goodbye.
We thought it would be appropriate to just close our time with a time of prayer for Rob and Jackie and family. And again, if we would do what we normally do as Crossroads and say, hey, whoever wants to come forward, come forward. We don't have room for 200 people up here because I'm sure you'd all come forward. And so on behalf of you, we as leadership team want to lay hands on them. We encourage you to stand with us as we do this. If you feel so led to sort of stretch out your hand toward them as a family as we pray. I think each one of us as leadership are going to pray for them on your behalf, and so we ask that you would join us in doing that by standing.
Okay, God, I just wanted to thank you so much for the blessing that Rob's ministry has been here in our church for the last 15 years. I thank you for this family and for what every single one of them has contributed. And I just also want to thank you for the opportunities that they have going forward. And I just pray that you will continue to pour out your blessings on them as they move forward and on us as a church as we also move forward separately. Just again, thank you so much. And just continue to pour out your love.
God, as we finished our worship singing, I Surrender All, can't help but think 15 years ago, Rob and Jackie surrendered all they had back east to come here and followed your lead to come and lead Crossroads. Lord, I pray a blessing on the steps moving forward as Rob again surrenders all the comfort, all the knowing, all the knowns for things that are unknown, for things that are uncertain. We ask that you bless that obedience as he moves forward, and may your light shine bright through him and their family.
Dear Heavenly Father, 15 years ago, Rob responded to your call, and he came here. And now again, he's responding to your call. It's harder this time, but we thank you for his faith. His faithfulness in following where you call. And we thank you for this congregation who has blessed him in this. And we know that it's hard to follow a call when you don't know where you're being called to. So we know that you'll lead him where you want him, and that you have a great ministry for him ahead, as well as you have a great ministry for Crossroads.
Thanks. Dear Jesus, thank you for Rob and Jackie and Josh and Kaylee. And I just pray for Josh and Kaylee as they move forward too. And with school and work and life that's ahead of them, just thank you for them and how they've been a part of our congregation as well.
Lord, we just thank you so much for Rob and for Jackie, for Kaylee, for Josh, for the impact that they have all had in our lives. For how you have worked through them in our midst. We know today is a day where there is some pain involved just because of a sense of separation, a sense of moving forward in different directions. And we're so thankful, Lord, that you're in the midst of that pain. And we believe with all our hearts that Rob and Jackie and Kaylee and Josh have heard you correctly and that their time here has come to an end. And so we ask you to bless them. We ask you to have your hand so clearly upon them that you, as they discern your next steps for them, give them wisdom, give them understanding, give them clarity of heart and mind, just as you have about this decision. Give them that same thing for future decisions. And Lord, we pray for us as a congregation as well as we move forward. Give us wisdom. Give us understanding. Help us as we move into this next phase of ministry. And we just give you thanks for that, and we look forward to that. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.